We're here with Antonio Jaramillo, and man, we've been trying to do this for quite some time.
Yes, we have.
We're finally here.
You're so busy, it's hard to get in touch with
you. Oh, yeah. The other way around, buddy.
Oh, yes, super busy. Yeah. Yeah. I was washing dishes at home. Yeah. Very busy. Yeah, feeding my little one.
Oh, well, you know, little ones are always number one. Mm-hmm. They come first before everything else.
Yes,
I see. And then the elders.
Yes, it goes from little to elder. Exactly. Middle ones, go screw yourself.
So we'll have a little atmosphere sound going on here, but I think this will work really, really great for us. So Antonio, you have a really interesting background. You know, the way you grew up and where you and I think I know you'll tell me a little about that, but I think because of that background, it has brought you to where you are today, which is a really positive thing. And so, maybe poquito, tell me a little.
Well, my background, it's my background. I didn't choose it. It is what it is, and I had to adapt to it and accept it. Because when you fight against it, it's when it becomes a problem. You know, you deny it or you become negative about it, and all you do is focus on the bad of it. Yes. And then it just holds you back. Yeah. So I had to make a decision as a young man, what do I do? Do I become a bitter complainer mm-hmm. on this side, or do I just adapt to it and try to change my life and go forward? And so it's what I've done. And I'm grateful to literature and the theater that grabbed me, because I've never thought it was possible for someone like me. And nobody actually thinks it's possible for someone in an orphanage to go, hey, you're going to make some movies.
Yes.
It's not a thing that lines up. So it never entered my mind. Anything to do with Hollywood, anything to do with acting, any of that. I didn't even watch TV. I didn't even know what it was or what they did. But it was literature. It was the theater that grabbed me and what it did to me. So it gave me a sense of being, and it gave a sense of belonging. Yes, I was embraced by the community and by the work. People accepted you, and it was a feeling that I liked, and so I continued working and studying, and I continued studying, and it's given me a profession and a way of life, and I have no complaints.
Well, for me as an audience member, I think we're better because of you, because the thing that I know you've been around for a while, working, you know, you've been part of many different series over the years, but my first real attention that I realized, that's why I'm so happy we're finally doing this, was when I saw you in Dallas. Because there was something about your character. I mean, you play that really good.
I've heard that before. Yes, I've heard that. Yes.
But there's a little bit more than just playing bad. You know, there's like, you know, I looked at, I was watching you, and I always said, oh, there's more to that guy than just that role that he's playing. He's bringing more, and now I get a chance to actually talk to you about that.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because every time I go into my work, which is a lot of times just playing the bad guy, as they say, I sometimes get into a back and forth with the directors or the writers, because they want it black and white. He's bad. And I go, no. I go, no one is bad just because they're bad. What has happened in their life that has made them do this? They make choices just like you make choices. They just don't have the same resources as you, as someone else with a better education, better upbringing. So there's a reason for their behavior. You know, it's a defense mechanism. So I go more into the psychology of the actions of the characters, which I'm hired to play, because that's what I have done in my life. You know, change my psychology within myself to change my behavior. I can't just do something for the sake of doing it, which people do, but then that's ignorance.
Yes.
But in my job, what's more compelling is when there's a reason why you do it. And then people say the things that you said, which I thank you for saying that. There's always something else. It's like, instead of hating him, they like him. They're like, oh, no, I want him to win. Hurt him. Kill him. Because they see themselves in that person. It's like, look, all he's trying to do is defend himself against society, against the people around him. He wants to be accepted. And he's willing to do whatever he has to do to be a part of something. And so that's how the characters come about. and I never see them as bad or good. I go, I ask myself, what is making him do this? There has to be a reason. So then I go into that, and that's why the work becomes what it is.
Well, I think because I think a lot of people forget, you know, like you said, it's not black and white. There's a lot of gray areas, you know, and it's true. Your characters that you've played are really like, you want to hate them, but there's a little compassion towards them. I mean, like your character in Shades of Blue.
Yeah,
I mean,
another one.
He's like, you really want to believe that he wants to have a relationship with his daughter, but then you're at the same time going, no, he doesn't. He's trying to get back to Jennifer Lopez character Harley. You know, I mean, so it's like, I really enjoyed your role there, and
thank you.
And of course, we don't really know what
we don't know. He really can come back as an angel, and backflash. I mean, what is it? Flashbacks, not backflash. What is that? Flashbacks? Is that what it is? Flashbacks, or dreams, nightmares? Actually, we don't know. They've been talking about it, and maybe there is a possibility. Who knows? But that was another guy that I wanted him to have a big heart and to do want a relationship with his daughter and reconnect. But the negative forces were bigger because he lost 10 years of his life for a crime he didn't commit. And nobody seemed to be sorry enough and apologize enough for him to be content with that and be able to go forward.
Right.
Everyone seemed to be like, huh, so you lost 10 years. Who cares? Stay out of my life. Huh? So that created that whole turn, you know. I mean, and there were issues with that. I wanted it to go this way or that way, but I have to appease the people that hire me. And so, but that was another guy that I thought he wasn't bad. It's just if you put a guy in prison for 10 years for something he doesn't commit, you know, he's going to explode.
There's some anger issues there. Of course.
So that's.
Of course. Well, you know, by listening to you and watching you and stuff, I think you've been at this for what, about 10 years or so?
16 years.
16.
I know, madre mia. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Yeah, 16 years, but not all in L.A. I only moved to L.A. in 2004. So 12 years here in L.A.
Okay.
But 4 in San Diego.
But you know what's really wonderful to see is the roles and the characters you've been playing over those years, and each one seemed to get meatier. You see, I mean, you know, your film work too. You know, I mean, you were really good in Savages.
Thank you.
Even though that was a really hard film to watch, that was a really, really tough film to watch. But you also sound, which I'm going to ask, is you are very comfortable in front of the camera. You have thoughts of being behind the camera also.
Do I have what? Thoughts?
Thoughts of being behind the camera? You know, it's the right in.
I think eventually it's going to happen because if you want to produce certain stories, you know, to be given certain opportunities, you need to go there and you go behind the camera and produce, direct, write. That's a logical step that I'm looking forward to. You know, when I'm older, I will do that. Because you don't get every job you want to. There's not that many jobs out there for minorities. There's not a lot. There's a few. And there's a few of us, so we have to fight, you know, with our peers. And you're going to lose many of them. So eventually you have to produce, write, or direct your own stuff to be able to do certain roles you want to. And I think I will. I mean, many people have told me that I should direct, you know, because I have a good eye and blah, blah, blah. And I think I will. I mean, it's for now I'm focused on being an actor, but eventually I will direct.
Well, I hear the passion in you. That's one of the things that always attracts me to why I do this, is talking to actors or director and producers and listen and hearing the passion that they have for their work and what they want to do. And that's why I'm always curious if there's more than just... I mean, I've spoken to a few who just want to be in front of the camera, but I get from you that...
They're vain. Vanity. Vanity. There's so much vanity in this town. It's crazy. That's what drives me insane, the vanity and the politics.
Oh, we won't even
it's like, the vanity is it's insane. It's a sickness. We're not even aware of it. It's like we're portraying human beings. There's many different kinds of human beings. Not everybody has biceps and big muscles and perfect teeth. And I mean, there's people... Many different kinds of people, and we got to portray all of them.
Yeah.
This vanity thing drives me insane. When they hire a dishwasher or a gardener, and he looks like he just came off a runway. I go, what the hell? You know, it's like they do it in Mexico all the time in the soap operas, all the campesino. And you're like, oh my God, campesino just came from getting a tan and from working out. And he has 5 children. How does he have time to do all that? It's ridiculous. It's like, come on. But anyways, that's just the business.
Well, which is interesting because the business is the same no matter where you are. So what do you have in the works that we can talk about?
I will be going upstate New York to work in an independent film. You know, those independent films that are really good but hardly anyone sees. Because they never get off the ground, but whoever sees them, the 10 people that sees them, they go, oh my God, what a movie. You know, but the rest of the world, they're like, huh? What is that? It's a movie. Okay. So that's what I'll be doing in a couple weeks. And then I've been trying to put together a theater production because I love theater. It's been 3 years since I've done theater here in L.A., and I want to do another production, but it has to be the right production, and I have a couple in mind. Mm-hmm. But putting all the pieces together is very difficult.
Yeah,
just getting the rights is one thing, which is fine, but then getting the house, the nice house, and the director and the actors, and you play psychologists, it's like, oh no, now I know what producers do.
Yes.
You know, dealing with prima donnas or whatever, you know. So it's been difficult, but I've been trying to do this show. I can't name the name of the show because someone will grab it,
take
the rights, and then there it goes. Then I'll see Benjamin Bratt in the role. I'll be like, oh damn, you know, which you won't get, Benjamin. You won't get it, okay? Not this one. You know, not you, Andy Garcia. No, not you, Benicio. No, this one is for me.
There you go.
Leguizamo, step away. They're all like, huh, what is he doing? Grab it. No, I'm just kidding. I love all of you.
Yeah, you mentioned very wonderful actors there. I think that's where you're falling into the same category, you know. I mean, just being a wonderful actor.
Thank you. I mean, that's my focus is my work. That's all that I just try to be truthful to the word that's written on the page. And to give the role, the character a backstory so that it's compelling to watch and people enjoy it. And that's it. And feed my family and blow dry my hair. And go on trips and go to the mall and shop like everybody does in L.A. And buy everything in sight. No, I'm just kidding. No. I don't shop. No Coco Chanel's, no Gucci's, nothing. I go to Ross, okay? Where you dress for less. Is that what it is? Can we get an endorsement for Ross? Ross, do you hear me? Dress for less. I dress for less. Can you give me a commercial? Thank you.
No,
I'm just kidding. Oh, this is a joke. Erase all that. I hope.
Kidding?
Wait, are you keeping that?
Of course I'm keeping
that. Oh, no. Unless Dress for Less gives a commercial, we're not using Ross. Okay? Hell no.
You're going to make my job harder? You know, I have to edit this.
Oh, sorry. Okay. No. Let's call Ross when we're done. Hey, maybe we got a job, all of us.
That's why I like doing this, because you never know what I'm going to get. But
okay, it's because I haven't had my coffee.
No, I completely forgot the question I was going to ask you. Okay, next question. Up to now, what role have you had that still stays with you, that you really, really have enjoyed in the role?
They all stay with you, you know, like they're like your little children. They do stay with you. And the most recent, which is Miguel Cepeda in Shades of Blue, it's still in me because the guy, there was so much life to him. There was so much more to do, to really connect with his daughter, maybe take away custody from Harley's character, continue a relationship, make it work, break up again. I mean, there was so much more there. And since when I go into a role, I do a whole backstory, psychology and everything, I have all this in me still, and it was cut short, I guess, because of what they wanted to do, a big finale and blah blah blah, and it's business, that's what happens. So that's still in me, but they're all within me. They're all in Dallas is still with me because people still send me messages about that show. People love that show. My God, to this day they send me messages, save Dallas, and they go, how do you think I I can't do that. How would I even do that? I'm like, I'm trying to save myself. What do you mean save Dallas? But I get these messages, and they go, oh, my God, you're rolling. I'm watching Dallas right now. I record it on DVR, and I'm like, these people really love Dallas, and I really like doing that show, working with Judith Light. She's a joy. When you work with actors like that, back and forth to play, to go into your imagination and let it fly, and she was terrific. Because not every actor is like that. Some actors have it all planned out, and you can't even get in there. You're like, hey, there's somebody over here. Hello, hello. Because they just got it wrong. But, you know, but her, what a joy. So I think in the role I did, Anton Chekhov, the Siegel, playing Constantine. That's mm-hmm. still, he's a bohemian, he's a writer. Mm-hmm. They doing that on purpose. So he's a writer, he can't find success. He thinks he's a failure, and he's trying to do everything he can to win the love of Nina, mm-hmm. the girl he's in love with. And he can't succeed, you know, and it's just, that's still in me too, you know, the struggle to be better than yourself. And even, anyways, they're all in you, they're all, you know. Even the handyman in Meet the Browns. No, that one's not in me. It's in me when I'm cleaning the house. But,
well, my dear friend, on that note, thank you so much for we finally got around to doing this.
Thank you for making the time. I appreciate your time, and thank you for meeting with me and having a conversation. And I'm glad we finally did it, and hopefully we'll do it again.
Yes.
You know, so, thank you. Okay, hasta luego.